on Mem Gimel Ben Aleph at the bottom. So the Gemara said that we understand Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said that we understand Rabbi Yossi because he holds hefker is kamatana. You don't lose your ownership when you're mafker it. The person still owns it. He's basically given everybody in the world permission to take the item. So but till it's taken, it belongs still to the original owner. So the Gabi Neder, when the mutter takes the item, he's taking the item from the matter. So this can be usher. Okay. So Mosiv Reb Abba. So Reb Abba asked the question. So the Braisa says like this. So the Tanakhama says that he's mafker it, and the mutter can then come and take it. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Rabbi Yossi says no, that the mutter cannot do that. So that's what we have in the Mishnah. But the Braisa continues and says, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Amosai, when is it that it's Oser for the mutter, this process of the madr being mafter it, and the mutter coming and taking it? This man should nidroi kodem lefkeroi, that the netter was in place already, and then this situation happened. Avol imhoya hefkera kodem lenidroi raise the mutter. But if he was mafter it already, and then afterwards the netter situation took place, the person was neider or the person was mother, Reuben was mother Shimon, or right now then we're assuming, or Shimon was neider, he's not going to have hanlof from Reuben after Reuben already had been mafker the item, so it's mutter. So Mora says the amrit ad otter shazaycha mali nidroi kadam afkeroi mali afkeroi kadam nidroi. Okay. So Rabbi Abba says, but if your explanation in Rabbi Yossi is correct, that it still belongs to Reuven, Shimon can't have enough from Reuven. What's the difference when the hefker took place, after the netter or before the netter? Doesn't make a difference. But it's still Reuven's, and Shimon's being the henna from Reuven. So my answer is who moisiv law, who mashani law. So Rabbi asked the question, and Rabbi answers the question also. After he asked the question, he realized that the way to answer it is the following. Once Reuben was mafker it, if the netter took place afterwards, even though you're right that it still belongs to Reuven, but when Reuben says that Shimon can't have enough from everything that I own, since he's mafker it, he doesn't have in mind that item that he's mafker. That's not what he's thinking about. Even though halachically it's still his, according to Biersi, and theoretically Shimon can't have enough from everything of Reuven's, but since Reuven already was mafker it, see, if Shimon says I'm not coming off from Reuven, he doesn't mean that which Reuven is mafker. And Reuven says Shimon can't have enough from me, he doesn't mean that which he'd been mafker already. Let's see the run. Okay, please be quiet. Please do it quietly. Why can't you listen? So run for the third line from the bottom. Shiv Omer Hareni Noisim Matana Zu Laploini Yochel Achzaboy Achigia LeYodah Shel Makab. Well, it's still his. The Raya is, even though he said he's giving him Matana, he can back out of it. Av Hefker Adosh Osher Meshus Zoicha Shel Yotzer Meshus Bailim Achizkaboy Acher. It still belongs to the owner. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It doesn't leave the ownership of the owner after he said the tefker. It remains his until the next person is carrying it. If he boy the mahadr, motzi hadr, therefore if he wants to back out of it, he could. So over here in this scenario, if the mudr, Shimon, is going to take it, he's taking it from Reuven. So he's being the henna from Reuven. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says it's also. So Morris says that we have a brisa which says that there's a difference when it took place. When is this a problem? When the neder was before the shenidra kadam lefkera. So Shaosroi, Reuben made it Osir and Shimon. And then afterwards Reuben was mafka this item. But if it's all the way around, it's mutter. So the Morris says, but according to you, Rabbi Yechonon, and that's your explanation, Mali of Kerry cut on the Nijoy. What's the difference? Why should the Hefker being first change anything? To call Zman Shalai Zacha by. As long as nobody's been kainit yet, the mafker habi still belongs to the mafker, according to Biyosi. But then who the lechol nidrei alei? Therefore, the neder should be chal. The Maiketani raises a mutter. So how could Biyosi say that it's a mutter? Okay. Some more answers. Kol neder ain't daita al mashi hifker. En chanami the motzi harbe. You're right. It still belongs to Reuven, and Reuven can be kainit. The delay have it's still his. We have also lay loisa davar shehifker beferish chal nidra, and if he would explicitly answer it, the neder would take effect because it's still his. Kardesh Biyosi. Elohacha hainu time mishum the kol oisir the chos of stam ain't daito al ma shehifker. But we, the Morris answer is that that's only when he has. When he says my items are usher, he doesn't have the item which he was mafker in mind, even though halakhically it's still his, since he's basically given the rishus to the whole world to take it. That's not what he has in mind. Okay. So like this, there's a din over there in Bava Basra. If a person gives a matana to his avid, all of his nechasim. So the loch is mashakon avid kon rabbi. So the matana is not effective because as soon as the avid is kon, it goes back to the owner. But he says he's giving everything to his avid. Means he's giving the avid himself to the avid as well. So that's a form of being. That's a form of freeing his avid. So Mela, the Eved goes free, and the Eved gets all the nechasim. Let's say he has two avadim. So he says that he gives part of the property to the first one. Maksas in the Rishon, Mekul in the Sheni. So that. Now. The girsa which the Ran has, which is not the girsa which we have in the Gemara. Take a look at the Ran. It's the first. It's the fourth line from the top. Hakasinan Mosiv Rava Miksos in the Rishon Rukul in the Sheni Sheni Zochel Hishtabed Berishon Ubraisi Betusepta the Babaser. So the girsa that the Ran has, which is that's the girsa of the Tesefta, is by giving the first one miksasan. So we could assume that logically what he meant is he wants to give Eved number one himself plus some of the property, Eved number two himself and some of the property. So each one should be free and get some of the property. But that's not clear. He said part of the property goes to the first Eved. So maybe he meant to give the property, but not the Eved himself, to the Eved. Therefore, the Eved is not free. And once the Eved is not free, everything he gave to the Eved is worthless because as soon as the Eved's cut, it goes back to the owner. Then he says, Kul in the Sheni means everything else goes to the Sheni, which means he's freeing the Sheni. And everything goes to the Sheni, including the first Eved. So the second Eved is Zoichot to be Mishtabed Berisha. Okay. Excuse me. Samora says according to this new idea that you just said, they call Neuder in Daito Masha Hifker, even though luckily it's still his, but when people use, even though theoretically he could, in our scenario, make the netter on that which he's not, because he still owns it, since he put it into a state of hefker, he took it out of his mind, and he's not interested in it anymore. He's not thinking about it. So we should say that which he gave to the first Eved, even though halachically it's still his, because the Nesina wasn't effective, when he gives the remaining to the Sheni, he says everything else that I still own goes to the second one. So technically, he still owns everything, because the first Nesina wasn't a Nesina, and therefore everything goes to the Sheni. But based on the logic we're saying over here, that's not how people's minds work. He doesn't mean to give everything to the second one. When he says everything that I own remaining goes to the Sheni, he means if he had 50 pieces of property, 50 items, he meant that 25 should go to the first Eved, 25 should go to the second Eved. Technically, what he said was everything that remaining goes to the Sheni. Now, halachically, since the first Nesina wasn't the Nesina, everything remaining is all 50. And he's giving all 50 to the Sheni. But that's not what he meant. Just like over here, you're saying, even though technically it's still his item, but since he's mafter it, he sort of took it out of his mind. He doesn't mean that. So, but there also, he gave the first 25 to the first Eved. He doesn't mean that. So go to the Sheni. Okay. So therefore, Elamar Rabba says to be Masber Rabbi Yossi, to say this Swara that you're saying of Kol Neider Ain't Daito Masha Hifker, it's not going to work. So Rabba says we have to go back. Let's say that Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat is not right. That Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Hefker is like a matana. The Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Chachamim that hefker is a total act of removing ownership. So now, we see another price that makes sense. The price of Rabbi Yossi that hefker, if you're mafker totally, it's not yours. So now you make a netter. It's not chalon. It's not yours anymore to be chal. And this whole idea that you're saying that even though it's really yours, you don't mean it, is not true. Whatever's yours, you mean. So we hear by the case of the avodim, since technically he still owns the first eved and all that, and that property, when he says everything remaining goes to the Sheni, he means everything. So the question is, so why do we have to say tosfos in the Mishnah, right? Ela Marava. I don't have the Rabbi Yossi. Gzeira Mishum Matnas Beis Chayrin. Okay. So what's Matnas Beis Chayrin? So there's a Mishnah later on in the next parak, which has the following scenario. Reuven had a son named Shimon, and Reuven offered all of his property on his son. Whatever reason. Now, Reuven's making a chasna. He wanted his son to attend. So, Reuven's paying for the chasna. So, the son can't attend and eat and benefit because he can't have an offer from Reuven. So, Reuven came up with this great idea. He goes over to Beryl. He says, Beryl, I'm giving you everything of the chasna, the whole thing is yours. Matana. So everything belongs now to him, and he can. So now the son can attend the chasna. So Beryl says, "Okay, it's mine. Yeah, right. It's mine. Right. It's mine. Okay, I'm go makdish it all the shemayim." So Reuven says, "Excuse me, I didn't give it to you that you should be makdish it all the shemayim. I gave it to you that we should be able to eat it." He says, "It's mine. I do whatever I want with it."
Well, he gave it to him so he could give it to his son. I mean, so it would be available. So
he gave over the whole chasna. Everything there belongs to Beryl.
Right.
The purpose of that was this way, once more to Beryl, the son can attend.
Right.
So Beryl says, very nice, it's mine. I'm not just the whole thing, everything here goes to Shema. Nobody can eat it now. So Reuben was very upset at Beryl. That wasn't the deal. That wasn't. So Beryl said back, if the matana is really a matana, I can do whatever I want with it. And if I can't, you're saying the world is really a matana.
Who's so saying that?
Beryl's
saying that.
Right? Okay. It's mine. I can do whatever I want with it.
Right.
And if it's not true that I can do whatever I want with it, it means it wasn't really a matana. If it wasn't really a matana, then I really didn't own it. And when your son eats it, it's awesome.
Right.
And I'm just the vehicle for it to help you people do a virus. I'm not interested in helping you do a virus. That's what Beryl said. So the Mor says this is a rule that any matana, which the matana is not effective to the point that that the recipients can do whatever he wants with it, is not a matana.
Right.
Beryl's argument is right. So that's the din of a mountainous space car. Okay, now, so Rashi says, that this scenario over here, Reuben and Shimon are traveling, right? They're out over there. Shimon doesn't know what to eat. So Reuben says, Shimon's gonna die on me, So the Chachamim say, fine, be mafkarit, and then Shimon will take it. So imagine what would happen. Reuben's mafkarit, Shimon's about to take it, and all of a sudden, Beryl jumps down falls down from the mountain and says, it's hefker, and he takes the whole thing. Reuben says, excuse me, I wasn't mafkarit that you should take it. Whoa, what does that mean? It means you're saying you didn't really mean to be mafkarit, because you only meant to be mafkarit. Anybody can take it. Elamai what? That it's this game again. Tiberius says, you're going to be mad to this scenario, so you're going to be mad to the case of Matas Beis Charan. You're doing these type of things which are not, you can't do. So Rishi says, can't do it. Let's see it around. Halacha Garsinan. This is the way the Ran learns the Gemara. Let's see the Ran. So the fourth line from the top. Let's see the Halacha Garsinan. Masav Rava Miksasim L'Rishon Mekulin L'Sheni. Sheni Zochel L'Ishtab B'Rishon. So the gears of the Brisa where the Ran has it is. So when he gives Miksas and Lerishon, then he says, whatever's remaining goes to the second Evit. So the second one is kind of the first Evit. Abraisi with the Sept of the Babasa, Rachi Perusha. Mishesh Lashtei Avodim, and also Miksas Nechas of Lerishon. He has two Avodim, and he gave part of his property to the first Evit. Rachi Lashtei Lasheni, then he gives to the second one whatever's remaining. Loikot Lerishon, so the first one is not kind of. The Dilma Begufe Shire, because maybe even though he gave the first Evid Matanus, but he did not give the first Evid himself. He left over the Nesina of the first Evid, and he didn't give that to him. Once that's true, once Reuben the first Evid is not freed, because he wasn't mak to the first Evid to himself. So the chasinami lekana. So then the Evid is not kind of the items either. The after the kani nixehu, because an Evid when he's kind of the chasim they go back to the master. So the first Evid isn't free. By the second one, by giving him whatever is remaining, he's giving the second one himself. And he gets the property as well. And he also gets the first Evid as his Evid. By the second one, he didn't leave anything out. But the Amr Dein Daitel Masha Hifker, the same way you're saying over here, that even some which is technically yours, but you don't mean to have Das to give it, or to be over here means to be make it Osir Benetter, Hachaname Ein Daitel Masha Nosin Kumar. We should assume that the Nesina to the second Evid, even though technically it should include the first Evid, but on a practical level, he doesn't mean to include that which he gave already. So Mor says, Elamai, that whole idea is not true. He means to include everything which technically is his. So here also he means to include be'oyser, be'netter, everything which is technically his. So if the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbi Yochanan, everything should be us. Elamai Rabbah, time of Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Adlis Beis Charet. Amar. So umidina vare afilu the Rabbi Yossi shori. The truth is that this whole you're saying is not true. Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Chachamim that hefker is a total repudiation of ownership. The Michi Afkare Nafkele Mirshul said, once he's Mafkaritz, it's ois. It's not his anymore. So what's the problem? The problem is that this is like Madis Beis Charan. Madis Beis Charan, we say over there that the person who, the barrel who got the matana, chaps, it's not really a matana. Because Haraya, the owner, doesn't want him to be makdish it. So it's since the whole purpose of this was just a way to get the child to partake of the chasla meal, so it's not really a matana, and therefore it's not mutter. So we're also, it's not really a hefker, because if somebody else with a tribe behind it, the Reuven would get upset. I don't understand your mafkir. What's really upset about?
What's the difference between being mafkir something and giving a matana? I mean, that's of the person. I mean, they're learning how to din from this matana that they're interchanging it.
Okay.
It's very different still.
Well, you know, let's read a few lines of the Ran. I think it'll help. El the kima the not sahari, but it's obvious to us. Without a question, the Leafker El Kadesh Yizka Mutter, that the purpose of this Hefker is only in order that the Mutter should get it. So even if you tell me that Mikra did that works, Isharina Le, if you're going to allow this to go through, whereas everybody understands the, technically it's Mutter, but it doesn't look right because Reuven wasn't really mafker it. If Beryl comes along and takes it, Reuven will get all upset. I said, well, you're mafker it. Terrence says, what? You didn't really mean you're mafker. You just meant to give it to Shimon. So also the mystery, I feel the hecha, the Amr Beferish, it'll end up being similar to the scenario which we have over there about his base current. Who can I see the base current? Yeah. It's not the Pirkin, the Lakamon. Over there he says, I'm sorry, the case over there wasn't around. The son was asked the father, and he's inviting the father. Okay, we got the case. So, and the son is giving it in a way that therefore the father can join the meal. Okay, so, and there the person said explicitly, he said, and I'm only doing this in order, well, you're not giving him out there in the case the person said it explicitly. So, but if you allow the scenario over here of Hefter, even though everybody knows why he's doing it, that's pretty akin to saying it explicitly. If you're giving him out to this, you're giving him out to that. And that we can't allow. You any good?
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Okay. You have to let the shear to decide if it's okay. Okay.
Recheck.
Mishumhaki Dafka now Zataran, now this is the Hasbro of Yosi Dafka Manidra Kadam of Kera Osir Dikla Migzer Alaf Kera Kadam Manidra Shori. So in a case where he mismafkarit sometime in the past, and now he makes the netter, so that Hefker is nothing, nobody's going to confuse that Hefker was the purpose was to get around the netter. There's no netter yet. The only time the gzeir is relevant is a case where the first there was a netter, and then there was the hefker. So the hefker is a way to get around the netter. So if you're going to allow this hefker as a way to get around the netter, you're going to allow over there the matzah as a way to get around the netter. That's gzeir. But in this scenario, there's no gzeir.
I guess what I'm saying is, so we're applying we would agree that making something hefker and a matana works differently. They're two different vehicles.
Correct, yeah.
However, we're talking about a din of hefker, and we're saying that wouldn't work in this case, in our case of hefker, for a gzeira of a... something from Matan.
Right.
Because it's the same game.
Right, exactly.
What?
Right. The kavana of what he's trying to do is similar, and therefore, if you're going to allow this, you're going to allow that. In that case, we can't allow.
How is Hefker and Matana different? I mean, in both cases, there's the idea is a removal of ownership.
Right, we're going right now, like the more is now, Rava is saying that he's being chosen for Rebbe, and he's saying no, that Rebbe agrees that Hefker is not like a Matana. Hefker is a full, the act of being Hefker alone is a full removal of ownership. So immediately it's not his anymore. So mitzad hefker, everything is the chomer right. Once you're mafka the item, it's hefker, and now it doesn't belong to the Reuven anymore, so Shimon can benefit from it. Whereas the case of matana, matana works differently. Matana isn't, there's a kinyan, it's a whole different process. So that, at that point, they're not the same. In regards to the netter aspect of it, the Gemara is saying, the same way over here, the purpose of this hefker is to find a way to get around the Isser netter.
Matana, the renunciation in the kinyan are quite close in time. Right? When I give you something, I'm renouncing my worship on it. And if you take it, then you're basically immediately performing the kingdom.
It's not a gift, though.
Why is it not a gift?
It's not a renunciation. I mean, it's an act of haknoa. I'm being mocked at to you.
With the hefker, there's not a directed party. You don't know who it's going to, and you can't direct it.
That leads to my question.
No longer hefker. And the kinyan could be at any remove of time.
Right.
But it seems that the essence is the same.
Okay, so hefker is, the kiddush of hefker is that I have a power to remove ownership from my item. That's the kiddush of hefker. Which, it's a kiddush, we could have argued that it's yours. Come along, hefker says, no, I have a power to, just by saying that it's not mine, it's not yours anymore. Matana, that no such concept exists. I can't say this item is yours and therefore it's yours. I can say I'm willing to give it to you, and then when you do a kinyan, it becomes yours. You need a whole new step for the process to take place. And so it says, you know what, listen, I can take my item and I can be makdish. I alone, without anybody else, make the item hektish, and it's hektish. I take my item and I'm mafker it, and I alone make it hefker. I take my item and I say it's yours, and it's not. I can make it hefker with my deeper, I can make it hektish with my deeper. When I say it's yours, it's not yours. It's a whole new din. I am as it were, allowing you to do a kinyan, and you will come and do a ma'aseh kinyan, it becomes yours. So I'm not doing anything. You're doing the kinyan. That's a totally different vehicle process than hefker.
So, the allowing me to do the kinyan, if I come and take something of somebody and attempt to perform a kinyan on them without their permission, we don't call that a kinyan, right?
That's gzeila.
It's gzeila. Gzeila is not kinyan.
Well, that's not true either. Gzeila does have gzeila has some level of kinyan on it.
Well, for that moment, I guess. Just because I lift up your cup doesn't make it mine.
If you decide to steal my cup,
no, steal it. Yeah.
Let's say we're talking gzeila. If you when you do a kinyan, even though I didn't allow you, you get dinim on it.
If I'm just picking it up, though, I'm not stealing. I'm just picking it up. I'm making.
That's not kinyan. No. We're comparing a scenario of intent to be kinyan by matano and intent to be kinyan by gzeila.
Okay.
It's a kinyan. It's not a full kinyan, but it's a kinyan. At that moment, if somebody comes along and picks up my cup with intent to steal it, when he's, right? Not just picks it up; he picks up with intent to steal it. I can't be makdish it anymore because it's not for kol brishusi anymore. Because once he got a kinyan on it, it's not called mine anymore. Totally. he got kinyanim on it. He gets dinei chiyuvim on it. Sailor requires a kinyan to be chayiv. If something happens afterwards, he has to pay for it. It's not mine. My mother's shop is not mine, so I have to pay for it. No, it is yours some way, to some extent. When it comes Pesach, you know, the more has all these, says, I'm not over it, this is by your matzah, because it's not mine. This is to some extent. Can you make Zayla work?
Just to clarify that, so somebody's got a bottle of whiskey. Somebody comes by and steals it. The owner from whom it was stolen has no issue of chametz b'pesach on that bottle.
I take that back. I overstated it. The more it discusses what the din is over there. The more it says, since Lamaisa, the status of the item is called, it's called Shaloi Ben Rishusa. That's the status of the item. So the more it comes out, I said that wrong. The more it comes out that Shaloi Ben Rishusa is a problem with Chometz and Pesach.
So I guess the tikkun there is to mafkir the item?
He could be mafkir, well, he can't be mafkir the item, the more it says.
Well, because it's
Shaloi Ben Rishusa, he has no power to be mafkir.
So what's the tikkun?
He's an honest, but it's chametz shavu pesach. By your own, it is, but he has no.
It's worse. It's chametz that you so to speak own during pesach.
Right.
It's worse than shavu.
Well, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, interesting question. Okay, so now.
Well, it could have been somebody else's.
Okay, we'll see when we get.
What are you supposed to do? It's gone.
That's what I'm asking. What's the tikkun?
No solution.
Well, don't we say? We say whether we own it or we're ownerless.
The Ikirishusa doesn't mean an ownership issue. It means a physical place where it is, where it's placed. But over here, luckily, it's not. You have no power to be mafker it. See, if you learn that bittul works b'tam hefker, it's not going to work. If you learn bittul works b'tam an act of yiush, you can do. So that, you know, that'll depend how you learn how bittul works. And getting back to over here, the point I'm saying over here is that hefker is a totally different vehicle than how matana works. Matana is still requires a third party coming and doing the ma'aseh kinyan. Without the ma'aseh kinyan, nothing happened at all. Nothing. And hefker is totally something which is in my purview and my power to do. I am mafker it. I make it hefker. Hefker in that sense is like hektish. I make it hektish.
Do both need a witness to hear? Does someone have to hear that?
That's part of the sugya coming up. Does hefker require?
That's the issue. Whether it's for everyone or for one person.
No. It would be for everybody. The question is, let's say I get up in my room in the middle of the night and I say, you know what? Nobody knows about it. My car is hefker. And I scream it to the wall and I say, I really mean this and no doubt about it. Is it really hefker? Is the requirement of having someone be aware of, and to take advantage of the hefker, is that a requirement in the din hefker or not?
Or I want to give my car to Yoni. If I say that, no one heard it.
Again, the point
is a gift if a tree doesn't, no one sees the tree fall, does it fall?
No, the point. Matana, a statement of Matana is nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. A statement of Matana doesn't do anything. All it accomplishes is that when the individual comes and wants to be kainit, he has the ability to be kainit. But in the statement, and I can take it back any moment that I want. Nothing is binding upon me. Hefker is a metzius.
Matana is not a matana, let's say, until the person
is kind of.
He has it.
He's kind of. He's a Kenyan. So I don't have to. Whatever I said is not binding. But hefker, it's a fact. If I'm after it, it's not hefker. It's not mine anymore. That's why I don't mean it anymore. I don't care what you mean. It's too late. So the question is, but I did a hefker without anybody being aware that to take advantage of the hefker. That really hefker. But if it is, I can't change my mind. Because it's not a question. It's nothing to change. It's done. Matana is not done until the second party is here and does a kinyan. Okay.